SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A decision on the U.S. Supreme Court case involving former President Trump's presidential immunity has not yet been announced.
The Supreme Court did not issue a ruling on the case Friday, but may do so next week on June 20th, when its next opinions are released. The case impacts some of Trump's pending cases. He argues he's immune from prosecution because his actions fell under official conduct that should be protected and were not a private act.
That's Tayshia Stevens reporting. Former President Trump celebrated his 78th birthday on Friday by addressing a crowd at his Club 47 in Florida.
This is the biggest birthday party I've ever had by far. By far, look at this place.
The former president eliciting strong cheers last night, promising to secure the border and cut back on burdensome government regulations. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if fighting breaks out between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's response will be much faster and decisive than it has been toward Hamas in Gaza.
Our weak point is a war of attrition. Can't work. Can't win. And our weak point is a war that doesn't have a full trigger. And one of the issues I'm breaking up in Washington is, okay, what's the trigger? Is it one rocket on Haifa? Is it two rockets on Haifa?
Oren told the Salem Radio Network that once Hezbollah starts firing rockets, Israel will be forced to respond with overwhelming force as quickly as possible. Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says the only way to deter China from trying to seize Taiwan is to demonstrate the ability to use superior force.
What matters really at bottom is power. That's what's going to convince him that we can deter or that we will fight, is if we have the forces to do it with. And right now we're outgunned, outmanned, and outranged inside the first island chain, and we have been for 10 years.
Senator Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. When it comes to key cultural issues, this may come as no surprise, but Biden and Trump voters have big disagreements, as Michael Harrington reports.
That seems like a given, but the Pew Research Center wanted to prove it, and it's just released a poll on the matter. Can a person change their gender? 59% of Biden supporters say yes, versus only 9% of Trump supporters. And just 19% of people who plan to vote for Biden think the country is better off when people prioritize marriage and children, versus 59% of Trump voters who believe that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Ohio-based Christian nonprofit that organizes off-campus Bible classes for public school students has recently taken off in Indiana. The non-denominational LifeWise Academy says it has tripled the number of programs it will run in Indiana starting this fall and has vastly increased its reach across all states. This is SRN News. Consumers are still feeling a little queasy thanks to persistent inflation. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The University of Michigan is out with its monthly Consumer Sentiment Index, and the preliminary number shows it's at 65.6. That's down nearly 3 points from May. Consumers' outlook has generally been gloomy since the pandemic and grew even more sour when inflation first spiked in 2021. Inflation has been coming down, and gas and insurance prices dropped last month. But
that is correspondent Jackie Quinn. The CDC warning about a salmonella outbreak. The warning includes at least 9 states linked to pet bearded dragons. The CDC says at least 15 people have contracted salmonella, with 4 hospitalized as a result. The 9 states involved so far: New York, California, Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas. More details at srnnews.com.